He credited the traditional system as being generally accurate. However, he continually stressed that the positions of the physical planets at the time of birth were merely reflecting the inner condition of the soul being born. The positions of the planets do not make a soul a certain way. They only indicate how that soul has chosen to develop throughout its long history of lifetimes. A second vital point to keep in mind is that astrological systems do not take into account your free will. You are not ruled by the stars. Whatever tendencies are indicated by your horoscope ultimately have no control over your ability to choose for your six dimensions. If not, maybe you're someone who's used your free will to develop in different ways. You might also ask yourself, to what degree am I expressing this or that planet in a positive way? Remember, the planets are basic energies which you can use either positively or negatively. Honest self-examination can help you identify how you're using these energies, as well as into constellations, just as all the rest of the stars have been. This particular band of constellations, which forms a neat circle around the Earth, is called the zodiac. The zodiac is made up of exactly 12 constellations, thus dividing this planetary path into 12 segments. At any moment, each planet is somewhere along this circular path. Therefore, you can always describe a planet's location by saying it's in the sign of Aries or the sign of Gemini or whatever sign it happens to be in. A second system for locating a planet is called houses. Because the Earth is spinning on its axis, the zodiac seems to make a full circle over your head every 24 hours. Therefore, the signs of the zodiac are in continual motion. The houses are also divisions of space around the Earth, but instead of moving like the signs, they are always fixed. In other words, the first house always begins at the eastern horizon, while the beginning of the 10th house is always directly overhead in the sky. There are 12 houses, just as there are 12 signs. So you can also locate a planet by saying it's in the 4th house or the 10th house, or whatever house, depending upon where the planet is fastest in its orbit. From the days of ancient Greece, the planet has always represented the power and speed of thought. The ancient Greeks assigned the planet to the god Hermes, the cleverest of the Olympian gods and their chief messenger. He was depicted with wings on his sandals. His image is still used today by flower delivery companies who want to impress upon you their speed of service. The Romans changed the name of the god and the planet to Mercury.